family man George, not so modest single guy Craig, and totally twisted, highly unstable Gordon. It's Dunham and Miller tomorrow morning at 5:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we'll wrap it up for today. Boy, what a great day it's been. What great baseball talk we've had today.
A lot of good baseball. Bunch of talk in sport. There's nothing you can do about it. It just happens. I mean, you'd like to not talk it, but it's a talk in sport, so you have to.
Yep, when we were talking about that Ranger game right toward the end, we got to the idea of trading Ramon Navarre for Jeremy Robertson. We could have gone another 20 minutes on that, couldn't we?
Easy.
Well, Big Dick Hunter is here now.
Love it when you guys talk baseball.
Like it when we argue?
Yes. Great. Absolutely. We come up with a baseball conundrum. Love that.
We'll have a few this year. Season, we got 161 more of these. So
I'm looking forward to that.
Well, if anyone would like some good baseball reading, Thomas Boswell in the Washington Post had a great column this weekend. He thinks that this is going to be a very big year for pitchers. He thinks that the home run totals that we've seen in recent years are going to go way down.
Good.
Was that because of good pitching or because they're cracking down on steroids?
That's right. Well, he thinks
it's because of good pitching.
Well, you know what? There is some good, terrific pitching.
Hey, it was better last year.
Good, whoa. Terrific pitching.
Does that have anything to do with porn? You probably won't read it.
Well, I don't know if it does or not, but if you'd like to, just go to the archives of the Washington Post. I think it was in Sundays.
So we're getting ready to head out to Hooters in Mesquite for Coach Will McClay show with the Desperados.
Talk to him about shouting down the bus.
8 to 9. Oh, okay,
shouted,
I will.
Shouted down the bus.
We will talk about that.
They were playing grab ass and a little too jovial after a defeat.
Uh-oh.
He called them down.
Okay, thank you for that. I will. I'll bring that up. That'll be 8 to 9. Then at 9:10, we're going to get into stories from San Antonio because Turley went to the game. I went to San Antonio, but I just saw a Blues Traveler, sort of. You'll like this story. They were playing in the next to the Alamo Dome. They had a big outdoor concert going on Sunday. So it comes time for them to play, and it starts pouring rain, lightning, thunder. The show's on hold for almost 2 hours. So finally, the promoter shows up, and he's all upset because he's going to have to pay everybody anyway. And there was like 5 bands that you've heard of, all of them. And he's like,
well, who are they if we've heard of them?
Train, Sister Hazel, and Better Than Ezra, and somebody else like that. And so
Better Than Ezra's good.
And so the promoter says, well, you know, it's not clearing up, so you guys are off the hook and everything. So you get paid anyway, right? But they go, you know what? They had this pavilion, this permanent structure that this little local blues band was playing in. And there's like 500 people that have crammed in under there to get out of the rain. So they go, you know what? If it's cool with the blues band, let's go in there and we'll just play on their gear and play like 3 songs. So the road manager goes and asks the blues band if that's cool with them. And they say, okay.
I'd have said no.
You wouldn't let them play on your gear?
No, why?
So they're sitting there trying to decide what songs to play. And I'm sitting there at this, like, the little table in the kitchen, you know, on the bus, that little area. And John Popper's sitting there with a Sharpie and a blank piece of paper.
Oh, you dropped some names. Oh, boy.
And then he goes, he takes the Sharpie and the paper and slides it over in front of me and goes, here, you plan the set. And I got to write the Blues Traveler
songs?
Set list, 3. And you know what, Grego? It was overthought.
How long did it take you?
I can imagine. I mean, probably an hour into that, I'm sure that John Popper knew he made the biggest mistake of his life.
What'd you choose?
I chose Slow Change, which is like a groove number at the beginning. And then I told him we needed to roll out a hit for the second tune because the crowd will react to that.
Did you choose But Anyway or
Hook? They played Hook. And then the third one, I said, let's close out with a cover because the crowd loves it when a well-known band also plays a well-known cover. So they did a harmonica intensive version of Devil Went Down to Georgia.
But that was a big
hit. They know
hit.
That?
It's great to hear him play it on harmonica. Brought the house down.
Unfortunately, I missed the entire show because I was having a threesome.
Right.
So how long did it take you to plan that out?
It took about 30 minutes.
For 3 songs.
Unbelievable. 10 minutes of song.
It kind of turned into a bit, though, because everybody was really interested in the psychology of the organization.
Now, I wonder what his band thought that they were just turning that over to you.
Everybody was cool with it, I think.
Because they all know you and they all like you.
Yeah, right? I think everybody was cool with it. It was really cool, though, to see him do that on just a little, because it was like real crappy gear, you know, and this little local band and everything. It was a cool thing to do.
I want to choose a song, a set list for them.
Well, maybe next time. You need to come with me. They had chartered a jet to get in there, Grego, and they said that, because they had to come from Lake Tahoe the night before, and they said about 4 a.m. up in this jet, the thing starts rocking. And
like they started playing and they were rocking out?
No, like the thing starts shaking. And apparently everybody started thinking about Lynyrd Skynyrd's demise.
Almost Famous moment?
Yeah, I asked if anybody blurted out if they were gay, like at Almost Famous. Remember that plane scene?
I'm gay!
Said not quite.
Well, that psycho.
Different voice.
Wasn't clean, different voice. I just thought about you, though, because it involved little planes. And
that's good. I came in, I accused Turley of being a bandwagoner. I didn't know he had a UConn, but hey... He was born there, and he lived there for 13 years, and his parents went to UConn, so he's not. But I thought he was when I saw that.
I don't buy any of that. He grew up in Weatherford.
And by the way, at 9:30, we're going to have on Sandra Scream and Heather Hooters.
See, it's in studio. It's getting so I have... He's getting obscure enough that I have to look some of these up to see if they're legitimate now. So far, they have been. But pretty soon, he's going to start making them up himself.
All right, two-minute drill time right now. This is brought to you by DeFreitas Collision Repair. Here's how we do it. You get 30 seconds, or until we determine your story has become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with the words...
And he hadn't been to bed?
Be what? Ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are, and expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. Adhere to these six simple edicts, and this can go wherever you like. You're getting very abstract with this stuff. Are we ready?
I don't know if they understand it.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
He hasn't been to bed. We need to get a daily over-under up and running. How many times the crutch word terrific is uttered from Grego's lip on the ticket?
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
And he hadn't been to bed. Do you want to know why he's so scared, baby? The girlfriend sounds like, I just love you so much. And a wife sounds like...
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
And he had to been to bed. My prediction for the Rangers is Showalter is fired after the second month, and Bobby V comes and takes us to the playoffs, baby.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
And he hadn't been to bed.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
And he hadn't been to bed. Mike Krzyzewski looks like dandruff, bad breath, secret of nose-picking, and possible booger munch.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go. You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Beepity, I'm fast.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
And hand me the bat. What?
You're on the two-minute drill. You got the last word. Go.
Ooh. Oh, dear.
Well, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anybody, but we're done. Thanks to Danny Paul, Psycho Dave, Kevin Scott, Barb Smith, and Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit. Thank you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Stay tuned. Coming up next is the Top 10, followed by the P1 Wild Ass Circus. We're back tomorrow at 3 with another edition of The Hard Line. We will be live from Hooters in Plano. Till then, you guys stay hard, keep jamming, and we'll see you.
Cobra.
Snake.
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 Hello, Gobi.
Snake.
Snake.
Cobra.
Snake.
Snake.
Cobra.
In the tank.
Cobra. Snake.
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 Coral.
Snake.
Coral.
Snake.
Snake.
Cobra.
Snake. Snake.
This is the ticket.